Czech-American relations are going from good to great, according to Mr. Eisen, who has been working to shift the focus from missile defense, a top priority during the era of President George W. Bush, towards cooperation in nuclear energy, commerce, and the fight against corruption.
What I've tried to do is be a good friend and a good partner to the Czech government, to those of all political parties, but also to the Czech people, including the NGO sector, working with the media, working with business, to come up with ways that we can take the good relationship and make it great in three areas of focus. One, defense and strategic. That's why I personally went to Afghanistan with General Pitsek to look at how our Czech and American troops were working together on projects and to come up with new ways we can work together. That's why the high-level defense group met here, led by Assistant Secretary Virchow. That's why we went to Washington with Minister Schwarzenberg. I personally accompanied him all over the United States, including Washington. And that's why the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Bill Lynn, is coming, because we're working on ways to take the relationship from good to great. Second, in the commercial and economic area, we've worked very hard to build stronger commercial ties. When I was in the United States with Minister Schwarzenberg, we signed an agreement on nuclear cooperation between Czech universities and U.S. institution of higher learning. We went to Hollywood and met with the movie studios. We went to Washington, met with the Chamber of Commerce, so we can have good business for both countries and good jobs in both countries. And then finally, the third area where we have been working very hard in the past 5 months is on the area of good governance and the fight against corruption. Again, like the first two, it's a two-way street. I share my expertise gained in the White House and in my career, but also learn from the Czech people, the Czech NGOs, new ideas for fighting corruption. And progress is being made, for example, on a public procurement bill. I personally have helped train lawyers, and the embassy has worked with judges to improve judicial and legal performance. And in a variety of other ways, we've been very active. So I think we're getting there, going from good to great.
A trip with Minister Schwarzenberg across the United States must have been a memorable one. And at the end came a promise from the U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, that negotiations on a new investment protection treaty will start in September. How do you think this will affect the relations, particularly, of course, U.S. investments coming in the Czech Republic?
The commitment of the United States to work on the BIT is a reflection of how important the relationship with the Czech Republic is. Obviously, this is not something we do every day, negotiating a new treaty when one has already been signed. Neither the Czech Republic nor the United States wants to do anything to discourage foreign direct investment. The United States is the fifth largest foreign direct investor in the Czech Republic, and we want to see that investment grow, not shrink. So both parties will be very careful. The protections will be very strong as they were under the existing BIT, but it has been a long time. This was a top priority for the government, and because I believe the relationship is a two-way street, we heard you, this mattered, and so we are going to reopen discussions once we establish the parameters for a new treaty.
Well, if the Czech officials insist, indeed, that the protection must be lower, because there have been complaints that the treaty granted too much protection to U.S. investors and the country then lost several international arbitrations, do you think that there's a risk that it might decrease the level of investment?
No one has said to me that the protections should be lower. What we discussed in Washington, what we've always discussed, is modernizing the BIT. The original BIT was passed, was signed 20 years ago. Obviously, the Czech Republic is at a very different place than it was 20 years ago. The Sametova Revoluce has been a success. The country is thriving. And so the request is that we have a modern BIT. The United States thinking about a BIT has also evolved in that time. And so we're going to modernize it. It will have strong protections, but it will have more modern protections that accord with the desire of the Czech Republic. I don't believe anybody wants to discourage foreign direct investment because that will discourage jobs. And the fact that the United States is your fifth largest foreign direct investment partner. I travel all over the country. I've been to 12 cities outside of Prague already in a little over 5 months here. And I, when I travel around the country, I see our American companies who are operating in the country under the bit, creating thousands of good jobs for the Czech workforce. Everyone wants that to continue and indeed to grow.
Coming back to the first area you mentioned, the strategic or military cooperation between the Czech Republic and the United States, there's been a shift in focus in the U.S. policy under the previous administration, George W. Bush. The relations seem to have centered around the issue of missile defense. Do you think that Czech politicians, or how do you think Czech politicians coped with the shift in focus of the Obama administration?
There has been a shift in focus. Our approach to the focus has been that the Czech Republic and the United States are very good friends, and a friendship should have many aspects. It shouldn't all be one issue. And we're continuing to work with the Czech government on the new phased adaptive approach. NATO is figuring out now, it's implementing the approach that was agreed at Lisbon. And the Czech Republic, as a key NATO ally, will be a part of that conversation. But we need to have much, much more. So we're looking for a broad array of issues, in addition to missile defense, where we will continue to work with you, looking for a broad array, a basket of issues. When a rope has many strands, that rope will not break.
Before you came to Prague, you were a special counsel to the White House on ethics, and you came up with sort of rules regulating lobbying. How does it feel to be on the other side of the barricade, so to speak?
I'm very proud. It feels good because I think that I'm working transparently to achieve an important partnership between the United States and the Czech Republic. And I feel that the point of our U.S. rules was that you should work in government in the public interest. And that is what my work does. But let me say that the work that I have been doing with the Czech Republic on civil nuclear is not just about the Temelín expansion. That's important. But we have a much broader civil nuclear partnership, not unlike our military partnership. So when I was in Texas, as I said, I was present for the signing of the agreement of our respective nuclear education leaders to work together on education, on R&D. The United States, of course, has signed a joint declaration of cooperation. That Texas event took place under the joint declaration. Our regulators cooperate. The United States is working with REG, with the Nuclear Research Institute, on a variety of projects to make nuclear materials safer and more secure. Your top scientists came with the Ministry of Industry and Trade for the second meeting in Washington just in April to come and find the new ways in the 21st century our two countries will partner. So I think this very broad partnership is strongly in the shared interests of the United States, and I'm transparent. That is my belief, to be fully transparent, and I say the identical things on Czech radio as I do when I'm in meetings in the United States or in the Czech Republic about the importance of our two countries working together.
Now, speaking of transparency, you, of course, supported many projects. You supported several Czech NGOs, and you hosted events aimed at promoting and popularizing, really, the fight against corruption. Have you seen any practical impact so far in those first 5 months you've been here?
I have seen practical impact. For example, the public procurement bill, which is one of the very important issues. You've got to get public procurement right in order to make progress in the fight against corruption, is moving through the government. So I'm very encouraged by that. And I think we've been very engaged in other areas. You know, for the first time ever, whistleblowers have been recognized and awarded. We were proud to host that event here at the U.S. Embassy. We've held conferences on judicial and prosecutorial ethics, integrity, and training. We've brought the best and the brightest people from the United States to come and share expertise. Just yesterday, we had our best expert on defense procurement, who was in town giving a seminar. So we've shared a lot of technical expertise. We are starting to see some results. Obviously, it's a very long, tough struggle in both of our countries. This is not unique to the Czech Republic, but I believe that there have been encouraging developments, positive developments in the past months, and we're going to keep working on it.
Okay, and the U.S. Ambassador to Prague, Norman L. Eisen, was talking to Jan Richter.